Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Police are on scene at an apartment in Springfield Gardens, Queens. That's where three women were found stabbed to death this morning. Our Roger Stern is there with a live report.
Yeah, Larry, a complete mystery so far. A home health aide arrived at a house on 182nd Street, only to find three women stabbed to death. Their ages 26, 46, and 57. Police, obviously, here in Mass, they've cordoned off the street. They're looking for clues, while neighbors like coffee try to understand it all.
It's ridiculous, very, very pathetic, because I've been here for almost 20 years now, and such a thing is like a news to me. It's like a shocking news to me.
Shocking to many here, and right now, police have no answers as to what was behind it. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Springfield Gardens, Queens.
New York is stepping up its war on rats. Mayor Adams has signed the Rat Action Plan.
The legislation will create rat mitigation zones, codify garbage set-out times, and reduce rats in construction areas and other buildings with large rodent infestations.
The Rat Action Plan creates rat mitigation zones in some of the harder-hit areas, you know, where rats have moved in. The fight includes putting in rodent-proof trash bins, like some that have popped up here in Inwood. I spoke with Stacy about it.
The addition of the trash cans is nice just in general because there used to be more on this strip, and then people were just leaving trash, which was attracting the rats some more. Further down where there isn't so much, you know, construction and whatnot, there's definitely like big rats' nests down there that you'll see them just in broad daylight kind of crossing around. So
you think the days of rats in New York are over? Or
no. I don't think the days of rats will ever be over as long as there are New Yorkers living in New York.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM, Dyckman Street in Inwood.
The plan will require big construction projects to employ a staff exterminator. Starting next year, you can't put your garbage out on the curb until 8 p.m. And the health department must issue a report each year on its mitigation efforts. A popular item for thieves lately in New York has been catalytic converters. Thefts of converters have quadrupled in the last year. The NYPD's Auto Crime Division is trying a theft deterrent, etching a car's vehicle identification number onto its converter. And the city council is considering a measure to encourage it.
A long line of cars formed here at Fort Tyne. Drivers waiting to get their catalytic converters serialized by the NYPD's Auto Crime Division. This driver told me she knows drivers who had their converters stolen.
I'm extremely nervous. I've been looking for an event like this forever.
Inspector Robert LaPallo says catalytic converter thefts have gone up in recent years.
This year alone, we've seen close to 8,000 compared to 3,000 at this time last year.
Why so popular among thieves? LaPallo says the converters contain three precious metals that have recently gone up in value. Darius Rancius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fort Tyne, Queens.
Residents of Hell's Kitchen are on edge after a series of robberies and assaults, two of them deadly. Both victims were men. It's believed they were drugged before being robbed and killed. This happened earlier this year. The victims had left LGBTQ nightclubs with strangers. City Council member Eric Botcher represents the area.
We are demanding justice in their deaths, and we're being assured that all available resources have been dedicated to those investigations. In the meantime, we want to make sure that people are vigilant and they're safe.
Last night, Botcher, State Senator Brad Hoylman, members of the Office of Nightclubs, Nightlife, that is, and volunteers distributed flyers in the area with safety tips. One bit of advice, if you leave a bar with someone you don't really know, make sure you tell a friend who that person is and where you're going. Cannabis is known by many names, most commonly marijuana. The New York State Office of Cannabis Management says that term is based in racism. It says early prohibitionists came up with marijuana to conjure anti-Mexican sentiment and further false narratives that it was a drug used by black and brown people. That led to the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 and effectively made it illegal. Ultimately, more than a million people were arrested in New York for using, holding, or selling weed.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.